Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Your afternoon market wrap-up coming up right after this.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99. And test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, April cattle futures were unchanged, and June cattle were down about a nickel, having fallen back after USDA's morning report showed box beef prices down $1.18 at $217.93, and selects were down 88 cents. Similarly, now May feeder cattle down 17 cents, while corn holds steady. This was about, just after midday today. April hogs were down 15, and the June hogs down 55, even though USDA's daily morning report showing carcass values up 89 cents at 77.14 with 147.64 loads. Most commodities, though, were lower here today. The cash cattle market not tested, this afternoon, as packers complete the chore of collecting new show lists. As expected, given limited trade volume totals last week, ready numbers are generally larger than last week. Nebraska is showing fewer steers and heifers, but Kansas, Texas, and Colorado appear to have more cattle on the block. According to a report earlier today, the national hog base is $1.62 lower compared with the prior day settlement weighted. Now, the corn market is steady to a penny or so lower at midpoint in the session, checked by selling in beans and wheat. The U.S. stock market indices were flat to lower, with the Dow Jones down 15 points. The interest rate products were higher, the dollar index 5 lower, the energies are lower, and crude was down 40 cents. Livestock trade narrowly mixed, precious metals were lower, with gold down about $2. The USDA did provide some friendly wheat news last week with the lower-than-expected planted acreage number. The problem is that does not necessarily mean crop in carryover from this crop year to next. Now, the corn trade was flat, 2 cents lower today, and slow trade. Futures were down over 3 cents overnight. Nearby futures were down over 15 cents last week, and the new contract lows were printed, giving many the idea the bearish items are priced in. Last week, the acreage number was a shocker. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.